Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Shriram Properties Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Murali, Chairman and Managing Director for Shriram Properties Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today for the earnings call to discuss our Q4 and FY26 performance. On behalf of Shriram Properties Limited, I welcome all our investors, analysts, and all the stakeholders. FY26 was a defining year for us, marked by very strong operational resilience, disciplined execution, and an encouraging recovery in momentum towards the end of the fiscal year. Despite certain external challenges during the year, our teams demonstrated exceptional execution agility, enabling healthy customer handovers and sustained delivery momentum across projects. I am pleased to share that Q4 witnessed a remarkable all-round performance. Strong handover momentum during the quarter led to a substantial recovery in revenues and earnings, helping us close the year on a very strong note. Record handovers during FY26 drove all-time high revenues for the company, reflecting the strength of our execution capabilities. As we move into FY27, we remain optimistic about the opportunities ahead. With a stronger launch pipeline, improving visibility across projects, and continued emphasis on execution and customer centricity, we believe we are well-positioned to sustain growth momentum and create long-term value for all stakeholders. With that, I'll now hand it over to Mr. Gopalakrishnan, CEO, and Mr. Ravindra Kumar Pandey, CFO, to take you through the financial and operational details in greater depth. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ravindra Pandey. I'm the CFO of Shriram Properties Limited. Thank you for taking time to join us today. We are delighted to present the financial and operational performance of the company for the fourth quarter and full year ended 31st March 2026. FY26 was a year of resilience and recovery. While the company faced external challenges during the first nine months, including delays in approval, e-Khata, OCs, and moderation in launches, mostly in Bangalore, we demonstrated a strong bounce back in Q4 and ended the year with a robust performance. I will take you through the key operational, financial, and strategic developments during the year and our outlook for FY27. During our conversation, I will keep referring to the presentation uploaded today on the website and the stock exchanges. Hope you all have access to it. I'm referring to the slide number four. FY26 was a year of resilience, execution, and progressive recovery despite a challenging external environment. We entered the Pune market, sustained strong operational momentum across business metrics, and delivered a robust finish to the year. One of the key achievements during the year was the amicable resolution of long-pending land matter in Kolkata. The settlement and conveyance process has significantly enhanced the monetization potential of our land bank and are expected to unlock value in an accelerated manner. Operationally, the company demonstrated strong execution capabilities, particularly in the fourth quarter, delivering record customer handovers and effectively managing temporary disruptions related to e-Khata and Kaveri portal processes through close coordination and focused execution. This strong handover momentum translated into record revenue recognition and earnings, enabling us to achieve our highest-ever revenue and profitability performance. Improved visibility and regulatory power is FY27. While this was remaining moderate due to the deferment of certain launches and dependence on certain launches, our visibility and approval ability has improved considerably. This provides a solid foundation for a strong performance and accelerated FY27. Overall, FY26 ended on a strong footing, reinforcing the strength of our operating platform and positioning the company well for its next phase of growth. Referring to the slide number six, coming to the operational performance. For FY26, sales value for the year stood at 2,354 crores, registering a marginal increase over the previous year despite delays in certain planned project launches. Sales volume of 4.1 million sq ft. Collection reached all-time high of 1,661 crores, growing 12% year-on-year. Customer handover reached 3,465 units, up 10% over the previous year. The fourth quarter witnessed a strong rebound. Sales value of Rs. 663 crore, collections Rs. 511 crore, handover of 1,348 units. These numbers demonstrate the strength of our execution platform and our ability to recover quickly once operational challenges subside. Referring to slide number 7, the operational momentum translated into a record financial performance for FY26. Revenue increased by 39% to 1,357 crore. Gross profit increased by 47% to Rs. 365 crore. EBITDA stood at 177 crore. Net profit increased by 30% to 101 crore, crossing the 100 crore mark for the first time. This reflects the strength of our operating performance, disciplined execution, and continued focus on profitability. For Q4 alone, revenue was Rs. 663 crore, up 55% year-on-year. EBITDA reached 109 crore, up 59% year-on-year. Net profit stood at Rs. 79 crore, up 65% year-on-year. The strong performance was driven primarily by higher handovers and revenue recognition in Bangalore, Chennai, and Calcutta projects. Referring to slide number 8, the company continued to generate healthy operating cash flows. For FY26, operating inflow reached to 1,049 crore. Cash flow from operation stood at Rs. 271 crore. Free cash flow before new project investment was Rs. 224 crore. We invested Rs. 372 crore in new business development opportunities to strengthen our future growth. This is one of the highest annual investment made by the company on new project pipeline acquisition in any single year. Over the last 4 years, we have generated cumulative operating cash flows of over Rs. 900 crore, and around 80% of this cash has been reinvested into new projects, reflecting both the quality of our cash generation and our commitment to the sustainable growth. The recent settlement with Government of West Bengal has significantly improved monetization visibility and will accelerate value realization from our Calcutta land holdings. The next slide summarizes our discussion. I'm referring to the slide number 10. On project pipeline, our project pipeline remains robust and provides a strong visibility for future growth. We currently have 16.7 million square feet under ongoing projects, of which 85% has already been sold. Along with 2.6 million square feet of unsold area of ongoing projects and an additional 18.6 million square feet of the upcoming pipeline, total unsold development potential is over 21 million square feet, representing GDV of nearly 13,950 crore. The approval process has already commenced for all 7 projects acquired during the year, and we expect over 7 million square feet to be added to the launch pipeline over the next 3 to 6 months. Going forward, our objective is to double the upcoming project pipeline over the next 18 to 24 months, while continuing to maintain capital discipline and our asset-light growth strategy. Referring to slide number 10, although launches were limited during FY26 due to approval delays, the project launch witnessed exceptional market acceptance. This includes Spectrum Pune, over 300 units sold during launch year, Songs of the Earth Bangalore, over 85% sold in launch year, Sky Bloom Villas Calcutta, over 50% sold, Signature Square in Calcutta, approximately 40% sold at launch. All launch projects have witnessed encouraging sales traction, with 30 to 85% of the inventory sold at launch are within the launch year. These outcomes validate our product positioning, price strategy, and demand fundamentals across our key markets. Referring to slide number 12, SPL successfully forayed into the promising growth markets of Western India with its maiden launch at Undri, Pune. SPL has sold over 300 units in less than a year of launch, a remarkable achievement considering that the micro market as a whole has absorbed only around 850 units annually in the last 3 years. The market acceptance of the Shriram brand and our team's ability to penetrate into new markets provides encouraged confidence in accelerating growth strategies for the region. Referring to slide number 13, execution remained one of our strongest differentiators. During FY26, we completed and delivered 8 projects. Collectively, these projects represented 3.8 million square feet, enabling Dakar handover and reinforcing our commitment to timely project delivery well ahead of RERA timelines. Referring to slide number 16, FY26 delivered a strong financial performance. Q4 was particularly strong, with total revenue increasing 55% year-on-year to 663 crore, driven by robust revenue recognition from completed projects and record customer handovers. Net profit for the year grew 65% to 79 crore, reflecting improved operating leverage and execution momentum. For the full year, total revenue reached a record of 1,357 crore, representing 39% growth over FY25. Gross profit also reached a record 365 crore, while gross margin remained stable at 29%. Higher marketing investment towards accelerating sales number and certain legacy project provisions led to flat EBITDA during the year. Finance costs reduced by 18% year-on-year. Lower finance costs and improved operational efficiency supported a 25% growth in PBT before share of JV income. Net profit increased by 30% to 101 crore, crossing the 100 crore milestone for the first time in the company's history. With revenue recognition commencing in recently completed projects and a healthy launch pipeline, we expect revenue and profitability momentum to remain strong going forward. Referring to slide number 18, this slide represents the company's balance sheet position as of March 2026. Our balance sheet continues to remain strong, supported by a healthy equity base of 1,460 crores and one of the lowest gearing levels in the sector. Current borrowings reduced from 593 crore to 448 crores. Our debt to equity ratio at 0.3x remains one of the lowest among listed real estate players. We have maintained a healthy liquidity position with cash and cash equivalents of Rs. 172 crore. Overall, the balance sheet remains robust, providing us with the financial flexibility to pursue growth opportunities while maintaining a disciplined approach to capital allocation and leverage. Referring to slide number 19, this slide summarizes our cash flow performance for the year. The business continued to generate healthy operating cash flows, supported by strong collections and improved handovers. SPL's share of operating inflows crossed 1,000 crore during FY26, reflecting the quality of our revenue conversions and customer collections. Cash generated from operations were largely deployed into construction activities to support project execution and future revenue recognition. In addition, we invested Rs. 372 crore in new business development opportunities during the year, consistent with our growth strategy. Overall, our cash flows remains healthy and the investment made during FY26 position as well for a stronger milestone collection and operating cash generation in the coming years. Referring to slide number 20, our balance sheet continues to reflect a prudent and disciplined approach to leverage. As of March 2026, net debt stood at Rs. 438 crore, while the net debt to equity ratio remained comfortable at 0.3x among the lowest in the sector. The debt is largely deployed towards project construction. Importantly, our cost of debt remained competitive at 11.2%, benefiting from a favorable interest rate environment and strong lender relationships. The company's strong equity base of nearly 1,460 crore, healthy liquidity position, and a CRISIL A- positive rating provide ample funding capacity to support future growth. With cash balances of Rs. 172 crore, and undrawn funding lines of Rs. 358 crores. The company has over 520 crore of readily available liquidity. This provides significant financial flexibility to accelerate project construction, support new business development, and capitalize on growth opportunities while maintaining a prudent leverage profile. Referring to slide number 22, while the global environment continues to face uncertainties arising from geopolitical development, interest rate momentums, and inflationary pressures, the Indian residential real estate sector has demonstrated remarkable resilience. Demand in the mid-market and mid-premium segment remains strong, supported by rising incomes, urbanization, and sustained individual demand. Importantly, our core markets, Bangalore, Pune, Chennai, and Calcutta, continue to exhibit healthy economic activity and favorable housing demand fundamentals. Against this backdrop, Shriram Properties remains well positioned for sustainable growth. Our diversified presence across high-growth markets, disciplined execution, calibrated pricing strategy, and asset-light development model provide both scalability and capital efficiency. The market continues to witness increasing preferences for branded and organized developers, creating a favorable environment for established players like us. Coupled with healthy inventory levels and a strong upcoming pipeline, we are well placed to capitalize on emerging opportunities. Therefore, while we remain cautious in the near term in terms of our guidance to the market on FY27 KPIs, we are fully geared to seize the opportunities in the market and sustain our growth momentum in FY27 and beyond. Referring to slide number 23, based on current visibility, management expects FY27 performance to be stronger than FY26. Our guidance includes sales volume of 5 to 5.5 million square feet during FY27. Sales value of Rs. 3,300 to 3,500 crore. Collections of Rs. 2,100 to 2,200 crore. Handovers of 3,750 to 3,800 units. Pipeline addition of 7 to 8 million square feet. GDV addition of 5,000 to 6,000 crore. The risk profile for FY27 is lower owing to greater geographical diversification and a broader launch pipeline. Referring to the slide number 24, as we look ahead to FY27, we remain mindful of the evolving macroeconomic environment and the potential risk that could impact the sector. At the sector level, factors such as ID sector, employment trends, affordability pressure arising from the interest rate, and extended sales cycles warrant close monitoring. We also remain focused on execution-related risks, particularly timely approval, receipt of occupancy certificates, and conversion of our BD pipeline into launches. To mitigate this risk, we continue to maintain an overall position in the resilient mid and upper mid housing segment, where demand remains relatively stable and credit risks are lower. Our growth strategy is centered on Bengaluru and Pune, while selectively expanding in Chennai and Calcutta with a disciplined risk-adjusted approach. We have also instituted active monitoring of IT sector employment trends in our key markets and continue to focus on calibrated pricing, execution excellence, and prudent capital allocation. Overall, while external uncertainties remain, we believe our diversified portfolio, strong balance sheet, and disciplined operating model position as well to navigate risk and capitalize on growth opportunities in FY27. Referring to slide number 25, this slide outlines our key sales objective for FY27 and reflect a balanced growth strategy across markets. The FY27 sales plan is well diversified across Bangalore, Chennai, Calcutta, and Pune, reducing dependency on any single market. This balanced portfolio reduces dependence on any single project or approval milestone, thereby mitigating the impact of potential approval delays. Our project portfolio are well diversified across market, not only from a sales and launch perspective, but also in terms of project completions and customer handovers. Referring to the slide number 26, this slide provides visibility on our FY27 launch pipeline. We have identified over 7 million square feet of projects, which nearly 6 million square feet planned for launch during the year across Bangalore, Chennai, Pune, and Calcutta. Almost all target launch projects are already secured and progressing through the approval process, significantly reducing execution risk. Several projects are already at advanced stage of approvals, with some launches scheduled to commence in the first quarter itself. With approved activities already underway for most projects and a well-distributed launch calendar across the year, we are well-positioned to drive sales growth and maintain a strong business momentum in FY27. Referring to slide number 27, this slide highlights the key projects expected to drive revenue recognition in FY27. We expect approximately 3.8 million square feet of project completions during the year, creating a revenue recognition potential of nearly 1,740 crore and handovers of over 3,500 units. Project execution remains on track with a majority of deliveries expected ahead of RERA timelines. This gives us confidence in achieving our FY27 revenue and profitability objectives while continuing to enhance customer satisfaction through timely delivery. The planned completions and handovers are also expected to translate into a strong collection momentum, further strengthening operating cash flows. Referring to slide number 28, this slide recaps our mission 1, 2, 3, 4 for FY28 and the path to achieving it. We had discussed this earlier in our earlier quarter's earnings calls. This is to reassure that based on the current performance and organizational outlook, we believe we are on track for achieving our aspiration of Rs. 5,000 crore sales, revenues of Rs. 2,500 crore and PBT of Rs. 250 crores by FY28. Project already under implementation and projects that are secured by SPL already carry a revenue recognition potential of over Rs. 14,000 crores in about 5 to 7 years. Overall, FY26 has marked a year of recovery, execution, and strategic progress. We delivered record revenues, collections, handovers, and profitability while strengthening our project pipeline, entering a new market, and resolving a long-standing strategic matter in Calcutta. With a robust balance sheet, strong launch visibility, and significantly embedded cash flow potential, we enter FY27 with confidence and a clear pathways towards achieving our mission FY28 objectives. Thank you all for your continued trust and support. I now hand over the call back to the operator. Myself, along with our CEO and CMD, will be glad to answer all your queries. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Nitin Jain from Fair Value Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My question is on slide number 8. Your operating cash flows, while they have increased year on year, the CFO has declined, whereas your new project investments have increased significantly. So my question is, will this lead to some kind of a cash crunch in the near term, and would we be required to take on more debt?
So that's not the case. Yes, it has declined slightly, but the focus was on mainly to execute the project and the faster completion. We have completed close to around 4 million square feet during the year, and as you know that very soon we reach on the finishing stage of the construction. There is a good amount of money that has to be infused to complete the construction, and that is why the free cash flow from the operation has come down slightly, which is mainly because of the additional spending on the construction activity. So there is no additional debt is required for the purpose of accelerating the construction. There is enough liquidity available for that.
Right. And with the recent increase in raw material prices, what kind of margins do we anticipate going forward in FY27?
See, we are into a very strong footing as of now. We have recently completed close to 4 million square feet, and the project where we are completing, that is now not too much of dependency on the in this current trend as of now. If you look at the basic material prices like cement and steel and RMC, the prices are continuously, if it is not going up, it is actually coming down. Or you can say it's a stable pricing. The prices which are impacted, it is mainly on account of the plastic related things like, we have tiles are getting impacted a little bit, and mostly paints and PVC windows. Those are having a little bit of pricing stretch on that, and the people are demanding close to maybe 5 to 10% of the additional pricing on that. But it is not going to impact the project profitability significantly. And any of our projects, whenever that we launch any of our projects, we are always having some cushion in terms of any contingent contingencies. We are keeping a cushion for that, and which is not going to impact the profitability of any of our projects as of now.
Right. Just a follow-up to that question, do we anticipate to take any price hikes in the near to mid-term to battle the raw material inflation?
I don't think that the prices in most of the real estate market has already stabilized now, and there is not too much of headroom available for any developer to increase the prices. However, if the inflationary trend continues and there is a price pressure on that, then it has to be decided and maybe some price increase may happen going forward in any new launches.
So this is Gopal, CEO of Shriram Properties, and I just want to supplement what Mr. Pandey said. So the markets are looking at not more than 5-6% annual upside in the existing projects, or the market pricing increase is not more than 5-6%. That will cover an inflationary pressure of what, 8-10% in the construction cost side. So I think margin expansion may not happen due to price hikes. Margin protection or margin enhancement will happen. Margin protection is a real. Margin enhancement can happen only through new project, new micro market portfolio upgrades, where you enter enter micro markets or launch projects in new micro market which have a higher pricing potential. We see that potential across multiple locations that we are targeting to launch, especially within Bangalore. It is like North Bangalore seems to present a much stronger upside potential. We will be opportunistic about what the launch price should be, but generic increase of organic growth in pricing may not be beyond 5-6%.
Right, that's very clear. Thank you for the clarification. All the best for FY27. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Harshit Khadka from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, so just wanted to understand that last year our other expenses were 126 crores and this year it is 172 crores. So what is the reason of a jump in other expenses and how do you see it in FY27?
So the increase has happened because of two reasons. One is that there is an accelerated revenue recognition which has happened. Last year we have recognized the revenue of close to around 800 crore. This year we have recognized close to 1,200 crore rupees of revenue recognition. You may be aware that whenever that we do the spending on account of marketing, mainly the brokerage cost that is getting capitalized and it gets charged off only when we recognize the revenue. So this year, because of the accelerated revenue recognition, there is a good amount of close to 25 crore rupees of the additional brokerage cost that has got booked because of the additional revenue recognition. And there are certain provisions that have been made. We have already communicated in the earlier in the Q2 quarter when we have done the Ashiana settlement of our Bengal land. We have taken a close to 7 crore rupees of the impairment we have taken, and during this year also close to around some 10 crore rupees of the additional expenses we have to book. It is not the booking, it's basically provisioning what we have made. There was some recoverable from the landowner, and which the auditors think that it is getting delayed, and hence we have to do a provisioning for this 10 crore rupees. So that is why these are the other expenses are looking a little higher, close to around 50 crore. However, this 10 crore, what we are talking about, this is recoverable as per our view. The prudent measure, it has been provided in the business.
So you are saying the other expense wouldn't jump in FY27, right?
Yes.
Okay, and sir, I'm referring to slide number 28. So is it fair to assume that the PBT, the profit before tax, would be in the range of 10% and the PAT would be in the range of 7-7.5% going forward?
So we have consistently maintained that yes, we are looking at net PBT margins of about 10-11% as we go in future. So therefore, that benchmark applied on this future revenue recognition potential would be reasonable.
And PAT margins in the range of 7-7.5, right?
Slightly more than that. We have always had much lower tax because, as you know, the expense in the early years of project, we provide for those expenses, the losses through income recognition doesn't happen. In the toward the end, it, when we recognize income, therefore, there's a carry forward, losses are there. So therefore, overall, and year to year, if you look at it, the effective tax rate may not be 25%. That's a limited point I'm making. Therefore, applying 25% might not be the right way. So 8 to 9% PAT margin would be a fair expectation on a longer term basis. Fluctuations will always be there on a year to year, quarter to quarter basis. On a normalized basis, over a period of 3 years, I would imagine 8% plus would be a safe number, and it can be between 8 to 9%.
8 to 9%. Understood. Thank you, sir. I'll join back in the queue. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question on the line of Ronald Sioni from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on good results, sir. Firstly, on the sales number, like pre-sales, we missed marginally with respect to our guidance of 2,600 crores. So any particular reason, any projects which, you know, got deferred to the next for FY27? Any launches which got deferred?
So, yes, I think Q4, we were thinking of a couple of projects will take off for a variety of reasons. They are getting launched now this week, one project, and late in about a week's time, another project in Chennai. So they are getting moved to Q1. Despite that, we have still maintained a very stable sales value and the volumes. And going forward, yes, this will get impacted in positively impacted in FY27. As Mr. Pandey pointed out, we may have a higher potential, but given the macro uncertainties that are there in terms of geopolitical AI impact on earnings capacity, consumer confidence, consumer decision making, we thought it appropriate to put a number as a guidance which are more conservative, more prudent, and then as the market picks up, as the market stabilizes, try and optimize the number than trying to put a big number and then scale back. That's why we have maintained our expectation in the 5 to 5.5 million square feet range, but the market potential exists.
Okay. And I only see one project launch in Kolkata, which is a plotted one. So any particular reason that you're not going to... you're not going ahead with more project launches in Kolkata region? And in that line also, that, you know, with the change in government, what kind of, you know, positives or say little bit headwinds in terms of approvals or something of that sort you would be experiencing, or any color, you know, on post election results, what kind of you know, environment you look in the Kolkata region especially?
As you know, Kolkata is, I mean, the new government has come in place. It's going to throw lots of positivity to us. And as you know, that we have got a good land parcel available there. Yeah. We expect Kolkata to do phenomenally well. May not come like Bangalore or Pune in short term, but long term, yes, there is a very high probability. So we are extremely bullish on Kolkata market now.
But still, only
just
one project.
Yeah. Sorry, if I can add a few more. Just to supplement Mr. Murli's comment, with regard to a specific query on the launches, as you know, we launched the Villa project last fiscal. Mm-hmm. And that was, again, a new product. Villa was never launched in this micro market. We don't have many Villa projects in the micro market that we operate. Therefore, we started well, did very well. Similarly, plotted development, branded plotted development is not a common thing in the micro market that we are operating. Therefore, we wanted to start with plots. We already have an approval. So the question about whether we are concerned about a new government and late approval delays, no. We already have an approval for 2.3 million square feet of apartment launches. Mm-hmm. We have just not sequenced it right now because we want to first test the plots and then see what we want to do with the land bank monetization. As Mr. Pandey pointed out, post-settlement of the Kolkata land issues with the government, we are evolving a new strategy for accelerating monetization of our remaining land. As you know, out of all the settlement we have done, out of the 314 acres after this surrender of 42 acres and the development that we have done already,
including after, even after taking the 2.4 million square feet of approved area, we still have 105 acres of land which is available. Therefore, we want to evolve a new strategy based on how well the plots do in this micro market, so that depending on how the plots will be doing in the next couple of weeks, we will know. Plus, we know how strong the villas have done. Then we have to recalibrate the whole thing between, we have to leak, and of course, my colleagues pointed out that the commercial also went very successfully last month. We launched a small commercial project within our site. So between all of these tested new products, we need to recalibrate how do we accelerate monetization of 100 acres which are available. Therefore, we have not really introduced them as part of the launches, but the scope exists and there is approval already for 2.3 million square foot of apartment, and we can get plot approval in less than 6 months' time, which we are very confident of. So we may have more supplies coming in from a launch perspective beyond the numbers that you see on slide number 26. But I think the point is 26 itself feeds us with 7 million square foot of supply. So next year, and that too, it is well diversified between geographies, all the four geographies. And therefore, unlike the past year, where the dependence on a particular city was there, those things are not there. Therefore, we are more confident of achieving our pre-sales number, point number one. Point number two, 7 million itself, supply itself should support this growth aspiration. Point number three, beyond this, there is some more scope for supplies, especially in Calcutta, and maybe some plotted development in Bangalore markets. These are outside this slide right now.
Okay, sir. And lastly, on, you know, I haven't seen the construction cost, you know, increase the quarterly run rate. It's still in the band of 90 to 95 crore between the quarterly run rate. Unlike, you know, previous quarters, it used to be more than 100 crore construction spend. So when do you expect this construction spends to ramp up, or, you know, or you would be weighing, you know, new project investments versus, you know, construction spends?
No, I think these are two different buckets. We don't mix this capital between construction and new projects. The thumb rule is that a percentage of collection has to go and will continue to go. Maybe you will see a spike up in the coming quarters for the FY27, including GST cost charges. We should be anywhere between 900 crores to 1,000 crores of capital spend on project completion activities. So you would see 1,000 crores spending. Therefore, quarterly numbers should be more robust in the coming quarters. Projects have been lined up accordingly. Because we, as you know, we had 3-4 launches early last year or late FY24. So those are all making progress now, and they will start consuming larger capital run rate in the coming quarters.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And one last question on any particular figure you have in mind for FY27 in terms of new project investment. Likely it was around 372 odd crore in FY26. So you will also be going for new business development. So any particular number you have in mind that this much cash flow would go for new project investments in FY27?
So would be difficult to quantify the in rupee crore number. All we said was we are looking at 8 million, at least we have disclosed publicly that 8 million square feet we want to add, maybe slightly more as well if possible based on the market. And so that 8 million addition would mean anywhere between 350-400 crores of capital commitment. But be assured that is not going to go from collections from the existing projects, because that's a project level cash flows that will be used only in the project and their own debt repayment, if any. Therefore, the capital will, based on the completed projects, Shriram share of cash flows, profits or cash flows from the completed projects will be used. As well as, if required, we might embark on an intermittent debt to support any bridge that is required between the profit generation or a cash flow, our share of cash flow being realized versus capital commitment being made on the land part. So we are fairly confident that the capital can be generated, 350-400 crores of capital which might be required will be generated from our completed project cash flows accruing to Shriram share.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
We don't see a diversion of collections moving from ongoing projects to land.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir, and best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Diwakar Rana from Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Mr. Diwakar Rana, we can't hear you very well. Could you please go off the speakerphone?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, sir. Congrats on the great set of revenue. So in the press release and in the past con calls, you have mentioned that the revenue recognition potential is around 4,000 crore in next 3 years. So isn't this it conservative, sir? Because considering the land unlocking in Kolkata and some other project that we are doing in southern state, can we not do more than 4,000 crore?
Potential exists, but I would say, let's take one step at a time. 1,300 crore of revenue, and I think we need to first cross this milestone of 4,400 crore, which is existing. Ongoing projects alone can give us that 4,400 crore. Based on the project completion schedule, we have obviously worked out FY 2027 plan. We believe it can be unlocked in 2 years' time, maximum 3 years is what we have been highlighting. During that period, as you rightly pointed out, this new bucket that has been introduced in the slide 28, where we try to give some visibility on potential value of 18.6 million sq ft pipeline. Some part of that also will come in, especially the plotted development revenues can be unlocked or recognized in 12-18 months' time from the time of launch. Apartments might take a little longer. So as you know, we are building up the pipeline now. They might take anywhere between 2-4 years, depending on the size, to reach the completion stage, and therefore, acceleration only to some extent possible. We might try, we would obviously endeavor, aspire to accelerate the 4,400 crore as soon as possible, and then, of course, Bengal acceleration is still on the way. So there is an upside that exists on this revenue number, revenue recognition number. But for now, I think it will be better to be conservative than saying something which is very big and then pulling back.
Okay. Sir, in last financial year, we did around 823 crore of revenue. This year, we did around 1,200. So this growth will continue in FY 2027 and FY 2028?
That's our expectation as well. We have earlier this year, the board had approved the FY 2027 plan, and that also aspires for 25%+ upwards of growth across various financial metrics. So that is our aspiration as well, to sustain the growth momentum. Whether it will be the same number, difficult for me to comment, but yes, growth momentum will be sustained even in FY 2027.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. I wish you a very good luck for the future.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a really great set of numbers, sir. Sir, most of my questions have been answered. Just one small question. So I think in the PPT, we were mentioning that we have the potential to do revenue recognition of 1,700 crore, right? So that's for FY 2027, right? We are planning with the based off our execution and handoffs, sir, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's correct, right? We can do around roughly 1,700 crore of revenue. Hello?
Yes, sir. So this, what we are talking about, that is for the project which is getting completed during this year alone. So what we said that if you look at the PPT 27 page number, we are saying that 3.8 million sq ft will get completed during this year. It is having a potential to recognize a revenue of 1,740 crore.
That is from this project alone. There is a good amount of revenue which has not been recognized for the latest project which has been completed during FY26. So those revenues will also having a potential to come during this year.
Okay. That helps a lot, sir. So I just want to understand, we follow project completion method in revenue recognition or percentage completion, sir?
So we follow the project completion method for the projects which we are doing mostly in Bangalore, Chennai and Calcutta.
Sorry, in where, sir?
Bangalore, Chennai and Calcutta, we are following the project completion method. Only for the Pune projects, we are following the POCM.
Okay.
It is as per the Maharashtra practice, we are following that. Otherwise, all other regions, we are recognizing the revenue as per the project completion.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. So just any comment on EBITDA, like how would we generate, what would we quantify our operating profits? Like we could have double-digit EBITDA in FY27 onwards, sir?
Sorry, I couldn't follow. You mean double-digit what?
Operating profits, like on the basis of like reported numbers, how should we look at it, or should we just look at PBT, sir? So I just wanted to get your thoughts.
You can look at PBT. I'll clarify this. I've done this in the past, okay. In the earnings calls in the past. You should see our total operating revenue as a whole. Other income is only other income, which is interest income and mutual fund gains, and all that is the other incomes. The other operating revenues are core to our operation, which this could be a gain on sale of development rights here, or LO share related unit sale profits, things like that, right? So these are all core to our real estate operation. They are not other income. So if you are talking about gross margin or EBITDA, I think it is already in, I was just inquiring why you say double digit EBITDA. The current EBITDA is still around 179 crores, 178 crores. So that EBITDA, only other income of 30 crore will go away from it. Rest is all our profit from core operation. If you look at the gross margin, the gross margin is about 30%, right?
Oh,
so 30% of income from operation has to be our gross. Yes, sir.
Okay. That helps a lot, sir. And sir, just last question from my end. So going forward, we said we might have some, intermittent interest costs. So what kind of a run rate can we see for our, interest finance costs going forward in the next few years? Because a lot of launches are happening and there might be some time, mismatch in cash flow, like incoming and outgoing. So any comment on like our, finance costs or net debt, that level that we are looking at, sir?
Yeah, if I look at the finance cost, I think launches have a limited impact on cash flow. The launch-related cash flows have a limited impact on the interest cost. These are all construction finance taken on existing projects. And therefore, these are the loans which we take for construction of the ongoing projects and then repay from those cash flows through a sweep. Percentage of collection will be taken by the lender. Therefore, there will be a continuous debt. So some project may be repaying debt, some project may be still taking a fresh debt. The gross debt of the 500 odd crores that we have will continue. And therefore, I would imagine the finance cost may have a small downside from here, but not substantially lower number.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you everyone for being with us and giving us a patient hearing to explain to understand our perspective on the results. We believe we've delivered quality financial performance and operational performance for the fiscal 26. We have a very strong plan ahead. The guidance is in front of you. We believe we should be able to comfortably meet, and if the market conditions are better than what it is today in terms of geopolitical uncertainties and the uncertainty on a particular certain sectors,
if things improve from where it is today, we have an upside to the guidance that we have given. So we look forward to another strong year ahead for Shriram Properties, and we look forward to creating a long-term value for all our stakeholders. Many of them are on this call, and therefore, we would like to assure the stakeholders here on the call, analysts, investors, and observers of Shriram Properties, that we are fully committed and working overtime to ensure that we create a strong operating platform, leverage the pipeline to deliver a strong outcome in terms of KPIs, and also revenue recognized and deliver strong financial earnings in FY 2027 as well. With that, I look forward to interacting with you again on the first quarter results when we announce in the next couple of months with another set of good numbers in front of you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for joining us again today. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Shriram Properties Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.